The final debate is behind them, and now it's a sprint to Election Day for President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. They began today trying to build on debate momentum and to address some lingering questions. Amna Nawaz has our report.
President Trump today rallied in Florida, a last-minute effort to boost the senior vote.
I'm always here to protect you and love, cherish, defend our nation's seniors. 11 days from now, we're going to win the state of Florida. We're going to win four more years in the White House.
Vice President Biden, meanwhile, focused on the pandemic as coronavirus cases surge across the country.
We're not learning to live with it. We're learning to die with it. This is a dark winter ahead.
It was the very first topic the candidates debated Thursday night in their second and final face-off.
I take full responsibility. It's not my fault that he came here. It's China's fault.
Folks, I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
In stark contrast to their first debate, derailed by the president's persistent interruptions.
Who is on your list, Joe?
Gentlemen, I think we've ended this unprecedented.
Last night was a tightly moderated affair.
All right, Vice President Biden, your response to that, and then I do have some questions for both of you.
Featuring for the first time a mute button, granting each candidate 2 minutes of uninterupted time before the other could jump in.
I think we have to respond, if I might.
Please, and then I have a follow-up.
Thank you, and I appreciate that.
The candidates still found plenty of space to spar, with Biden often appealing directly to voters.
It's not about his family and my family. It's about your family. And your family's hurting badly.
And Trump dismissing him as a career politician.
The family, around the table, everything. Just right. A typical politician when I see that.
Let's talk
I'm
about
not
North
a typical
Korea.
Politician.
Okay.
On health care, Biden pledged to build on President Obama's Affordable Care Act.
What I'm going to do is pass Obamacare with a public option. Become Biden care.
While Mr. Trump again promised to end it, though still no details for pre-existing conditions protections.
So I'd like to terminate Obamacare, come up with a brand new, beautiful health care.
The two clashed on climate change and renewable energy, arguing deeply divergent views.
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry, I'd stop giving them federal subsidies.
Basically, what he's saying is he is going to destroy the oil industry. Okay. Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
And both faced tough questions on immigration. Trump for his policy separating thousands of migrant families.
They said, look at these cages. President Trump built them. And then it was determined they were built in 2014, that was him.
And Biden for record deportations when he was vice president and a failure to pass comprehensive reform.
We made a mistake. It took too long to get it right. I'll be president of the United States, not vice president of the United States.
On questions about race, again, two very different answers.
I never had to tell my daughter, if she's pulled over, make sure she puts for a traffic stop, put both hands on top of the wheel, and don't reach for the glove box because someone may shoot you.
Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done what I've done.
Has anybody already voted?
On issue after issue, even our post-debate panel featuring voters from six different states remained divided on everything from the pandemic.
I think Trump put it very well when he said we have to learn to adapt and learn to live with COVID-19.
We should have a leader who is leading and not ripping off a mask every time he turns around.
To racism in America.
America is a systemic racist country. It didn't start 50 years ago.
Who's been in charge of the system, Trump or Biden?
Despite some heated debate, civility reigned.
I've enjoyed talking with everybody and hearing all your opinions.
And I am so thankful for each one of the panelists that are here because I've learned so much from each and every one of them.
And the voters largely ended up where they began.
Who changed their minds about who they're voting for? Anyone?
In the coming days, these voters will join the more than 51 million Americans who've already cast their ballots in this presidential election. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.